Former State Representative John Ahern served 10 years in Olympia. Just 2 years ago, he failed in a bid for a city council seat. Now he's challenging incumbent Ben Stuckert for city council president. The Republican lawmaker says the council has swung too far to the left in recent years.
City council today definitely needs adult supervision and parental guidance. It does. Okay. No kidding. They're so out of line.
Ahern cites, for example, the city council endorsing the idea of police being prohibited from checking on a person's immigration status or working on issues like mandatory sick leave for Spokane business employees. Ahern says his main priority is to create a friendly business atmosphere, something the current council has not.
What business person in his right mind wants to set up a branch here in Spokane, knowing that the council president is a continual smoker of marijuana user, and also one of the council members is a grower of marijuana?
Ahern says that kind of unfriendly business atmosphere translates into higher unemployment rates in the city compared to other areas with fewer restrictions.
And you go, we have about an 8.1% unemployment. I don't know if that's the latest figure or not, but that's what I'd heard.
For
the city of Spokane. Okay. That's pretty high. You go right across Spokane Valley, it's way down to about 6. It's much lower, business friendly. Go to Coeur d'Alene, city Coeur d'Alene, it's 4%.
A side note, we were unable to verify those employment figures. The State Employment Security Department says the numbers for the city and valley are combined and actually show 6.1%. Coeur d'Alene's current unemployment rate is 4.9%. Ahern is also critical of incumbent President Ben Stuckert's handling of the city council meetings and critical of the way he tried to shut down meetings when some public testimony got out of hand. Ben Stuckert's bio includes being council president for 3.5 years and working in event ticketing for several years before that. He holds a master's degree from Gonzaga University. He cites as his biggest accomplishment working on a targeted investment program to develop infrastructure in one part of the city at a time to boost business growth. Stuckert cites spending $18 million in the Sprague Corridor on things like sewer, water lines, and streets.
And so the theory is if we concentrate our dollars down in one district at a time, which is what happened 12, 13 years ago in the Perry Street District, they invested in infrastructure, then business will follow. So the city should do what it does well, which is infrastructure, but we shouldn't spread it out all over the city. And if you take one district at a time, we can make an economic impact and improve our small business districts around the city.
Stuckert, who says he does admit to having smoked marijuana, feels Ahern's criticism of pot businesses overlooks the economic benefit.
Well, you know, my opponent also wants to ban all marijuana businesses in the city of Spokane, and I've done my research on that, and that would kill immediately if we put a prohibition on processing, production, and retail. That would kill 1,500 part and full-time jobs.
Ben Stuckert also says he's proud of the work the current council has done on environmental issues.
As we're implementing the sustainability plan, whether that's banning the city's use of neonicotinoids, banning products that have PCBs in them, passing the urban farming ordinance. We just recently passed an ordinance that says that every single vehicle that the city purchases has to be more fuel efficient than the last vehicle that it's replacing.
The ballots for Spokane voters are being mailed out this week. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.